Thanks for joining us today. You're listening to
Sounds Around Town.
I'm your host, Al Loya. Today we'll be discussing live sound. Many people that visit my website always ask questions about live sound, so I'll be discussing some tips on live sound, and specifically bringing out a room, and the importance of doing so. With the ever-increasing demand for better acoustics, correcting frequency response has become a critical factor in producing a cleaner, more natural sound. The frequency response in rooms and halls has many factors that play into the equation. There are two primary ways to correct room acoustics. The first comes from absorption coefficients of the materials placed on the walls and ceilings. While one material may be better at reflecting of sound waves, another may be better at absorption. With that in mind, carefully choosing the right materials for a room is critical in controlling the frequency response in that room. Another way to correct room acoustics is to use equalization from an outboard signal processor. This has been termed ringing out a room. What basically happens when you ring out a room is you try to achieve as close to a flat response as possible with an EQ. In the past, this has been done with a sound source and a good ear. With today's technology, however, you can be better assisted in using an EQ for a flat response and using a spectrum analyzer to make the job a lot easier. A spectrum analyzer will take the sound from a room and convert it into a readable display to better assist in determining problem frequencies. To correctly ring out a room using a spectrum analyzer, you first need to send pink noise through the PA system. Unlike white noise, pink noise bears a logarithmic characteristic and therefore represents a psychoacoustic equivalent of white noise, sweetened for the human ear. This is a signal often used to test speakers and set equalization in theaters and other venues. With all that being said, there are many spectrum analyzers on the market to choose from. Phonic makes a good one, the PAA2. It's incredibly compact, and it's a handheld spectrum analyzer. And using it, you can ring out a room, and it's very simple and straightforward to do. This unit has a built-in pink noise generator, which works in conjunction with an EQ. This will allow you to set an EQ to almost a flat response in just a matter of minutes for a better overall sound in your hall or room. The PAA2 makes this ringing out a room extremely easy and much less time consuming. Let's discuss when you should ring out a room. It's a good idea to get to the venue where your band or the band that you will be running sound for will be playing at least an hour to 2 hours prior to the show starting, and hopefully when there's no one around, because ringing out a room could be very loud, to say the least, and kind of annoying. Well, anyways, so that's the best time to do this. If I didn't make myself clear on what ringing out a room is really doing, it helps to prevent feedback and eliminates problems in the room. So, in order to do this without a spectrum analyzer, here's what you need to do. First of all, you have to have an EQ. Start off by setting all your EQ levels at zero. Set up your mics and everything. Turn your levels down and power up. Tell everybody what you will be doing, because this is a rather annoying task, and feedback could be very loud. Okay, a little feedback is good. Do not have anybody talking to your mics. This is a solitary sort of job. You start by raising the volume slowly until you start to just get a bit of ringing. That ringing that you get before you get feedback. Do not raise the volume too fast. Feedback is very easily accomplished. Bring volume down just enough to stop the feedback. Okay, now, starting with the first EQ slider, and then work your way across the bands. Raise the slider very slowly until you start getting a ringing. If you do not get a ringing, that's good. Set the slider back to zero. If you get a ringing or feedback, you have the culprit frequency. Note the level and bring that slider down about that much below zero. when you are done, you may have to increase the output level on your EQ depending on how many bands you had to turn down. And you have to do that with all the frequencies. So depending on how many frequencies you have, like if you have a 32 band equalizer, then it could take a while. That's why I suggest getting a spectrum analyzer. It makes the job a whole lot easier and a whole lot faster. However, having a spectrum analyzer does not replace a good sound technician. A good sound technician is worth their weight in gold. He or she is like an extra member of the band and can make or break the band's performance.
If you have comments or suggestions, drop us a line. Our email address is srtmail@earthlink.net.
This is Yo-Yo Sugar Nasty saying goodbye, everybody. I hope you enjoy the show. Are you still here? The show is over. Go home. Ay, caramba. Sugar Nasty.